The Public Affairs Department of KXO Radio keeps you informed with recorded podcast coverage of the 2020 Candidates Forum for the IID Division 4 race. The forum was recorded Tuesday evening, February 25th, at the City of Calexico Council Chamber. We take you now to the moderator, David Ganez.
Thank you for attending tonight's Imperial Irrigation District Board of Directors Candidates Forum, sponsored by the Coalition of Labor, Agriculture, and Business, as we know it, COLAB, and the Imperial Valley Vegetable Growers Association. The primary election for this seat is March 3rd, 2020. We do encourage you to vote. My name is David Cañas, Jr., and I will be the moderator this evening. My timekeeper is Maggie Magallanes. As trade associations, we decided to make a concerted effort to educate our members and the public of the candidates for office in order to provide them with the best possible information and with which to make a personal decision in this election process. I would like to recognize the candidates for office in attendance this evening in the order that their names will be appearing on the ballot. Mr. Javier Gonzalez, who has not arrived. Mr. Jun Kim.
I'm here.
And Mr. Eric Ortega. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here tonight. Each candidate will have 3 minutes for an opening statement to review their qualifications, thoughts, and major platform items. There will be 3 questions asked by a moderator, myself, pertaining to the issues for the contested elected office. Each candidate will have 2 minutes to respond. The moderator and my timekeeper will hold the candidates to their allotted time periods by utilizing a timer with a light system. Please remember that she is sitting right in front of you. The lights will signal the amount of time left. When you see a green light, you have 30 seconds left. When you see a yellow light or amber, 10 seconds. The red light will indicate the time allocated has expired, and I will stop you if you have not finished talking by that time. We will not exceed more than 5 seconds after the stop. Questions from the audience will be asked as time permits at the end of the forum and prior to closing statements. The forms for the questions are in the back of the room. Once you complete your written question, please provide it to Ms. Kay Pricola. The questions must be directly related to responsibilities of the IID Board of Directors or the experience of the candidate. No personal attacks will be allowed. I do want to ask everyone, please, at this time, your cell phones, will you please either turn them off or put them on vibrate? We greatly appreciate it. A random drawing determines the sequence of the opening remarks, and a random sequence will be followed for questions. Introductions are limited to 3 minutes allotted for each candidate. We will now ask our candidates to start with their three-minute session. And Mr. Ortega, you will be first.
Thank you. I ran for this seat on the IID Board of Directors representing Division 4 in 2016 because I believe that I could make a difference on behalf of the people who live in this dynamic and too often overlooked part of the Imperial Valley. I have used my term on the IID Board to listen and to learn, but also to lead. When Assembly Bill AB 854 was introduced to the Assembly last year, and I saw that it would give Riverside County politicians majority control of the IID Board, I led the fight against it. When the district's ability to serve industrial water users was challenged in court and the IID board was threatened with contempt, I did not waver in my decision to defend the public interest, and our board stayed the course and prevailed. I have used my voice and my vote to keep energy rates low and to protect the valley's water rights for the sustained benefit of the people who live here. I have supported agriculture to urban water transfers to this point because I believe the shrink consultancy will be addressed as a condition of those transfers. And that hasn't happened. Now, I am done with studies and will only settle for action, or as one board member, I will oppose these continued transfers to the coast. Because I am not going to experiment with the public's health in order to provide urban water agencies with a resiliency supply. I have a similar view regarding the New River and the decades of inaction that people have had to put up with for too long. I believe that I've made a positive contribution and a difference as a member of the IID board and here in the community, and I am asking for your vote on March 3rd. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ortega. Mr. Kim, 3 minutes, sir.
Good afternoon. As a small business owner and a homeowner in Calexico, I will be your watchdog if you vote for me as an Imperial Irrigation District Board of Directors in District 4. I want complete transparency to safeguard our water and not sell in out of the parties for the personal profit. Having served as an elected official for both Calexico City Council and Calexico School District, I have the experience in governing issues and the policies. The electricity bill is both here in Calexico have been increasing, and it has created a financial hardship for many of our senior citizens and the families. It is well documented that IID is spending our public funds on too many attorneys, lobbyists, consultants, and developers. I want to protect the right of our ratepayers and expose the questionable deal with the IID has been involved with. My agenda is not selling the public water for personal gain to benefit special interested wealthy groups, keep the water in the valley, more construction jobs for local contractors, and no more special deal with other outsiders. Creating work with economic developing projects in agricultural industry, senior discount programs, lightening parks and streets, low rates for local residents, promote environmental and open up IID employment for more local residents. United we stand strong. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kim. Gentlemen, we're now going to start with the questions. So we'll do the first one, and we will start with Mr. Kim. And the question, sir. The volume of water allocated to the Imperial Irrigation District from the Colorado River is 3.1 million acre-feet per calendar year. About 18% of this is transferred contractually outside of the area. In 2026, Bureau of Reclamation will establish new guidelines for water allocation for all seven states. In the event of a reduction to our volume by any amount, as an elected board member, how would you distribute this reduction to the contractual users to include industry here and to the Imperial Valley in general? 2 minutes, sir.
Well, what happens right now and what condition we cause it ourselves, we're not using our water in agriculture. And we have overlapping our water. It's easy to target from the state to take our water out. And they want to have more right to get the more water from us. And we have to increasing our agricultural activity to consuming water to produce more jobs and economy for the community. Same time, we have a strong voice to have to the state and federal. So what we need, so we have to keep our right of the water to not to reduce it. And also we have to use the money and water wisely for community developing, not like we're using the money or fund to just giving the friends away. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Same question, Mr. Ortega. Would you like me to repeat it?
Please.
The volume of water allocated to the Imperial Irrigation District from the Colorado River is 3.1 million acre-feet per calendar year. About 18% of this is transferred contractually outside of the area. In 2026, the Bureau of Reclamation will establish new guidelines for water allocation for all seven states. In the event of a reduction to our volume by any amount, as an elected board member, how would you distribute this reduction to the contractual users to include industry here and to the Imperial Valley in general, sir?
Given that our water rights are adjudicated and perfected, that's not possible. But if and so there's a reduction, we will go to court. Unless they take some draconian measure, they can't touch our water rights. They're set in stone, and any reduction would be impossible based on where we stand with our water rights.
Thank you, sir. Our next question, and we'll start with Mr. Ortega. In 2014, IID increased the energy rates by 7%. There is talk about another increase in 2021. What is your position on this rate increase and why?
As far as 2014 and its increase, I, of course, was not on the board at that time. I am on the board now, and my division, which is Division 4 currently, has a lot of ratepayers that have a hard time paying their rate bills. And those are the people I think about when I use my voice and my vote to keep rates low. There are various accounts in place, such as a rate stabilization fund, the ECA, which would need to be exhausted before we'd even look at a rate increase. But my position is to not raise rates, and it isn't changing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Kim, the same question. Would you like me to repeat it?
Please.
In 2014, IID increased the energy rates by 7%. There is talk about another increase in 2021. What is your position on this rate increase and why? 2 minutes, sir.
First of all, I'm against the raised rate. Further, I want to lower the rate compared to now. IID has a lot of resources, and they can be more cheaper to produce it. They can serve the community more cheaper. And they're not using it or they don't see it. And right now, the IID blocking the people to get chance to get the solar panel, and IID not blocking on it. And I don't understand how, what reason IID supposed to be working for the community, for the people, not for themselves. But where I see it is working for themselves, they just want the people there for pay for them. It shouldn't be that way. We have a lot of resources. Or they don't see it, or they don't want to see it. When I go there, I will be promoting, I'll open my book, so how we can lower the rate, and even we can be more profitable now, and what resource we have, we can promote it to economic developments for our community and the jobs and the wealth in the community.
Thank you, sir. Our third question, and we will start with Mr. Kim. IID was unilaterally blocked from participation in the drought contingency in early 2019 for a number of reasons, but at the core, IID's position on the Salton Sea. It is the Salton Sea and its impact on the air quality here really an IID issue? Please explain your answer. Mr. Kim.
Yes. The Salton Sea is big issues for the community, and not only for the valley, probably impacting Mexicali, and because we are on the same, surrounded by the mountains. And what happens, what way we want to do it, we're not going to reach any goal, because we're looking for the state and federal fund to get solve the problem. But look at the histories. We're receiving the money evaporating in seconds. For example, City of Calexico receiving the money, New River, $2 million, that's gone without doing anything. They said design and study. I don't know who has that money. That's how we're spending the money. We have to change our attitude, how we're going to take care of the issues of what we have, and with what resources we can use to ourselves, then we can ask the state and federal to help for that. They have a way to do it. I will show you when I get there. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kim. Mr. Ortega, would you like me to repeat the question,
please?
IID was unilaterally blocked from participation in the drought contingency in early 2019 for a number of reasons. But at the core, IID's position was on the Salton Sea. Is the Salton Sea and its impact on air quality here really an IID issue? Please explain your answer.
Yes, it is, because it's a public health concern that continues to impact the quality of life here in the Imperial Valley. And just the fact that the state of California just says we're doing all we can, they expect us to say, okay, well, that box is checked. I don't agree with that assessment, and I think that they need to do more. They need to be held accountable so that we can mitigate all the damage that sea is doing. So I was one of the votes for that action, and I stand by it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That is our three questions that we had for you, gentlemen. We will now to start with questions from the audience. And the first one, we'll start with Mr. Kim. And the question is, Based on an article in the Calexico Chronicle and other sources, we hear that there is a shortage of power due to the lack of sufficient substations in a number of communities in Imperial County and the Coachella Valley. Individual development projects are being told that they will have to pay for the build the substations at IID's prevailing wage cost and will still need to pay normal power rates, which often creates a non-financeable condition. This is deterring economic development in the region, which affects all of the population. Prior to this new and unofficial policy, all substation development here and in Coachella Valley were included in the cost borne by the ratepayer. If elected for this term, what is your position on this unofficial policy? And unless specified by the question addressed, this is for all the candidates. So, Mr. Kim, 2 minutes.
Yes. That's one of the reasons I'm saying we are failing, especially IID failing to proactive for the issues. Why IID pays substation for the Riverside community and they don't have to pay nothing for that? Why we have to pay for that? Our developers and citizens pay for that. There's something wrong down there. And also, IID is supposed to set a fund for the capital improvements, which is planned repairs and substation repairs, if necessary needs, and put the more capacity they should need. But they didn't do it. So which is they failed to their conducting business in their fall, and they transfer to the community. They want the community for that. I was mentioning a while ago, IID wants the people there for the IID, not for people. IID is supposed to be for the people, they're not doing their job. And they are proud to be, and board member proud to be elected. If we forget to our community's benefit, they're talking about all the how good the IID is, nothing. Who's going to care IID look nice or not? Who's going to care idea how big or small? Every citizen, they are suffering for an electric bill, and IID could lower, a lot lower, and they're not doing it. They are failing to their responsible, they're failing to serve the community. So, we should, I talk too much.
Thank you, Mr. Kim. Same question, Mr. Ortega. Would you like me to repeat it,
yes,
please? Based on an article in the Calexico Chronicle and other sources, we hear that there is a shortage of power due to the lack of sufficient substations in a number of communities in Imperial County and the Coachella Valley. Individual development projects are being told that they will have to pay for and build the substations at IID's prevailing wage cost and will still need to pay normal power rates, which often creates a non-financeable condition. This is deterring economic development in the region, which affects all of the population. Prior to this new and unofficial policy, all substation development here and in Coachella Valley were included in the cost borne by the ratepayer. If elected for this term, what is your position on this unofficial policy? 2 minutes, sir.
Yes. So IID is being asked to upfront the cost for the startup cost for private business. And IID, of course, is not a bank. IID is the people. Asking the people to pay for the infrastructure costs of private business is not right. If it's a real project, if it's a real business, they need to pay if it's real. If it's a coin toss and that's why they're asking IID to absorb the cost, well, then they're asking us to speculate with the people's money, which is not something IID does with the people's money. We are a public utility. We only recover costs. We don't make money. We recover costs. We have no mechanism to generate those additional monies for paying for substations for private businesses who have the burden of doing that, if it's a real project, I reiterate. Again, this is a nonprofit. Every time we pay for infrastructure that does not pertain to IED, that adds rate pressure. Rate pressure translates into higher rates for the people. That means your utility bills go up because we are financing the upfront costs of private businesses. And that's not what IID wants. That's not what my commitment to Division 4 is. My commitment is to keep rates low. It's not only Calexico that needs substations. This could ultimately translate to $100 million of substations between here and all the service area. That would then increase rates, and I'm not willing to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next question, and this will start with Mr. Ortega on this next one. Late last year, IID voted to initiate negotiations to require a project labor agreement, a PLA, for an all IID work, including that by independent contractors. The last IID project that mandated a PLA was in 2016 for battery storage facility at the El Centro steam plant. The added cost for that PLA work was documented at $3.4 million. What is your position of this type of increased cost for IID projects that are highly likely to result in increased costs for the ratepayer? 2 minutes, sir.
Okay. Well, the project you speak of was bidded out without prevailing wage. Given it's a public project, it should have had prevailing wage. In addition to that, the project labor agreement that was brought to the board to enter into negotiation was brought by me because it's a good thing for the Imperial Valley. It's a good thing for all the ratepayers. It brings, it has local hire provisions. It has career pathways by way of apprenticeships for anyone that wants to become an electrician, a plumber, an iron worker. It brings projects on time and on budget. As we're all familiar, those of us that have been elected, construction projects always have cost overruns. This does away with them. This is a way of investing in our community, investing our tax dollars so they can stay in the community. This project labor agreement is going to change the lives of a lot of people in the Imperial Valley, and it's going to bring them into the middle class because it's creating pathways for careers. In addition to that, there are studies at our workforce development that prove that project labor agreements work, prove that project labor agreements pay a living wage, which is absolutely necessary, and we need all the jobs we can get, especially those that pay a living wage. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Kim, the same question. Would you like me to repeat it, sir?
Yes. PLA concept is good for the community. Yes, that's true. That's good. We cut the job for the community. We spend X money for the community. If we take it out, Kimmy only unionized, then it's a Kimmy. We are citizens of the Calexico or citizens of the Valley. They are not all union members. There's so many small merchants or small contractors, small companies, they cannot afford to have unions or they're not much union interested. There should be open door for them. But if we fail, what happens right now is IID downsizing the entity. So what happens? They're going to be more contract out the job. And San Diego or other place, the unionized, the big company coming, take the job, contract it, and they're gonna hire from the Valley and from the bring us from San Diego or other place. Why we have to have somebody come from outside and the big company from outside to make the big profit out of our funds. Why we don't give the chance to our small contractors to have a job, or they have, and from that they have experience, and then they can grow maybe bigger jobs. They might be able to enough size to have a unionized contractors. We closing chance to our community to growing became a slave of the big company from outside because they have unions only. Unions is belongs to community, not union self. They not have own entity as unions. Unions supposed to be part of the community. Of course, they should be protected, and any contracted job from the IID or governments, it should be prevailing wages.
Thank you, Mr. Kim.
Thank you.
Our next question, gentlemen, and we'll start with Mr. Kim again. And the question is, while AB 854, the assembly bill that would place six Riverside County elected individuals on the IID board, has been ruled dead, a new bill introduced also by the same assembly member, if elected, re-elected to the IID, what is your position on embracing some representation from Riverside County and limited solely to energy decisions? 2 minutes, Mr. Kim.
I believe we should be ready for separating out from the IID only, and resolving areas, Palm Springs, all those areas in Riverside County, we should be able to ready to separating with them. Because sooner or later they're going to keep coming in. But they forgot how much they have a low rate. And also, they are the one who more costly to serve from the community, IID charging same cost them. Because for us to running cost to serving those north side areas, for us more cost. Time and distance, all the matters more costly, and we charging them same. Even if we don't separate, we should have a different type of the rate for them, because when you calculate it, they should be more higher to serve the dead areas. That's the first thing we have to do it, and we have to ready to get separate. And I believe that Riverside County, they're looking for to separating too. So in a way, we have to be ready. And also, we supposed to find another resource. What we have our resources. We have to use that resource to lower the rate, and we can be serve the community right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Ortega, same question. Would you like me to repeat it, please? While AB 854, the assembly bill that would place six Riverside County elected individuals on the IID board, has been ruled dead, a new bill has been introduced by the same assembly member. If elected or reelected to the IID, what is your position on embracing some representation from Riverside County and limited solely to energy decisions? 2 minutes, sir.
Yeah, the bill that was recently introduced is a study bill, and it is involving Riverside LAFCO as well as the Imperial County LAFCO to review options for the end of our 1934 agreement, which ends in about 13 years, to come up with options as to how the service of IID will continue or not continue in the area. But IID won't be waiting for 2022. It is exploring what its options is now. As president of the IID board last year, I proposed that we divest so that we could protect our water rights and our energy rights. We continue to review that. We continue to assess all our infrastructure in the Coachella Valley, and we're in discussions with the Coachella Valley Water District, who are the signatories to that 1934 compromise agreement. At this point, it is dead. But we, of course, are not of the mindset that it's going away. So IID is very proactive. And again, it won't wait till 2022 to see what the findings are of these discussions. So again, there are a lot of moving parts right now when it comes to this issue. And we are very proactive. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Kim, the same question. Would you like me to repeat it? Oh, I'm sorry. Got ahead of myself. Our next question, gentlemen.
I have to figure out create a new question.
I needed to use you again like last time. Our next question, gentlemen. And we'll start with Mr. Ortega on the same one. IID has a number of energy programs to offset the cost of power to low-income families, such as Residential Energy Resistance Program. That provides income-qualifying customers with a 20% discount on their electric bill. IID also offers a 30% on the REAP discount to qualifying customers age 62 or older. Participants who are 62 or older will need to reapply for REAP every 2 years, while all other participants must reapply annually. Do you believe these programs are known in the community, and what would you do to increase that awareness? 2 minutes, sir.
Yes, I've actually taken the initiative of promoting them myself to all of the senior citizen population that we have here in the community, whether it be at where they gather for lunch or at the various residences that they live at. In addition to that, IID also promotes it via web. Of course, not everybody is savvy on computers, but they also do a mailer in the rate bill advising people of these programs. But do I believe that we can do more outreach so that more people are impacted? Absolutely. You can always do more outreach. And that's something we explore, not only in English, but in Spanish as well, since this community is mainly in Spanish. So at this point, I would agree that not everybody knows of those programs because I bring them up all the time. And there are people that say, no, I'm already enrolled, thank you, or otherwise, no, I'd be interested. Do you know if I qualify? And I put them in touch with IID. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Kim, the same question. Would you like to repeat it?
Well, first of all, the question for me is offended. Because IID is supposed to work for the whole community members, not low-income people only, or not seniors only. IIBD has to focus on everybody has a lower rate than now, and they're supposed to focus on gold. And after that, they keep the low discount level or help them to, especially senior programs, because they've been working whole years, their life, and then they're working, they're living by the Social Security. It's sometimes hardship for them to reach everything and to pay high cost of the bill, even discount. The discount program, I briefly said, is not for the all of them. They put an age, but they have an income level. So if we don't have to, if we don't have, we should have some certain level of the whole the senior programs to get the discount. And of course, so based on lower rate than now, we have issues, we have resources, and IID doesn't want to look at it. And also, IID has afraid to lose job or losing the influence for the community or shrinking the entity because everybody is using their own power. If IID don't do it, I want to study it in one way and the other. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next one, gentlemen, and we'll start with Mr. Kim. And the question is, IID was precluded in 2019 from participation in the drought contingency plan for a number of reasons, but at the core of IID's strong stance on the Salton Sea, while after county initiated an emergency declaration, the state has offered to have a bond issue in November for funding to complete the 10-year plan. However, other than some work funded by the Joint Power Authority, little to no progress has been done. What would you recommend to IID staff to increase the pace of projects at the Salton Sea? Mr. Kim, 2 minutes, sir.
Well, again, IID or state, for whatever have a current plan for the Salton Sea, is not going to be function. Cost money, they're going to be evaporating, and so we're not going to see another new river project in Salton Sea. Money gonna go away, we're not gonna get anything. We should have a different type of the Salton Sea project, taking care of the environmental issues, taking care of the salt, high percent of the salt, and we can you can use the lading on the Salton Sea for the sustainable economic development plans to change the people's life in Bali. I have another plan. Oh, they will work. And everybody's going to be happy. They're going to be remembered that time, and this time they're going to compare. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Ortega, the same question. Would you like me to repeat it, sir?
Yes.
And the question is, IID was precluded in 2019 from participation in the drought contingency plan for a number of reasons, but at the core, IID's strong stance on the Salton Sea. While after the county initiated an emergency declaration, the state has offered to have a bond issue in November for funding to complete the 10-year plan. However, other than some work funded by the Joint Power Authority, little to no progress has been done. What would you recommend to IID staff to increase the pace of projects at the Salton Sea? 2 minutes, sir.
At this point, IID has already completed over 2,000 acres of air quality monitoring projects, as well as other air quality projects, including an easement that it granted with the state for 3,700 of species habitat. Even though the 10-year plan is late, we continue to hold the state accountable. But in the end, this is the state's sole responsibility. And IID staff is working diligently and working as hard as they can to make sure that all of these, all the playa is mitigated. But in the end, it is the state's responsibility, and IID has completed quite a bit of work. As I mentioned, over 2,000 acres of air quality projects, and as well as the 3,700 acres that it granted an easement for. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next question, and we'll start with Mr. Ortega. IID directors are paid about $50,000 a year, plus reasonable travel expenses. If elected or reelected, would this be your only source of income? Please explain the basis for other income, if applicable. 2 minutes, sir.
No, it would not. I've been in business in the city of Calexico for over 21 years. I continue to be in business, as all of us that are in business in Calexico know how challenging it is to do business in Calexico, yet we continue to prevail, fortunately. I have a full-time job at my business, and IID is a full-time job as well, but I enjoy it. I enjoy serving the community. So, no, this would not be my the only sole source of income. It would be my business, which has always been my income and always will be. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Kim, the same question. Would you like me to repeat it?
Well, I have my own business. Of course, I had a rough time, but right now my first stage has been, I believe, completed. So I'm holding because election. After election, I'm gonna go to second level of the up of the, my business. I'm right now preparing the TV advertisements and newspapers. I'm already doing the radio advertisement for my business. Actually, I don't have to have that income to my life. And my son, my kids, they're all grown up. They buying the house, they enough to taking care of themselves. I don't have to do anything for anything besides me and my wife living. We are very cheap cost of living. And what I get the salaries, I'm going to spend money for the community to make the foundation for the new or the readiness for the future of the Calexico. They can be foundation of the better Calexico. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next question, gentlemen, and we'll start with Mr. Kim. The question is, the dive team was suspended in October 2018 pending an investigation. One board member who has been a supporter of a reinstatement has publicly stated that it is likely time for the dive team to go. What is your position on the IID dive team as a first responder?
Well, IID dive team, before I'm mentioning, does any canal is responsibility by IID. So one way or the other, IID has to have adequate the security, and also when they have a problem, we should be able to help or take care of the issues. If not, we're going to be sued by that, the people. So one way or the other, so we keep the diving team, or the sheriff, they have a diving team, that should be okay. In case of, they can be responded. But I don't believe they have it. And also, what I understanding, the diving team, they should have a practice once in a while to preventing some accident. And also, if they keep the diving team, I want to make some kind of like educational activity for the community, teaching the swimmings, and same time they have own practice. So they can be ready, so physically they can be ready for the doing their jobs. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Ortega, the same question. Would you like to repeat it, sir?
Yes.
And the question is, the dive team was suspended in October 2018 pending investigation. One board member who has been a supporter of a reinstatement has publicly stated that likely time for the dive team to go. What is your position on the IID dive team as a first responder? 2 minutes, sir.
Currently, dive team function at IID is suspended, but has been addressed by way of local authorities, first responders, as well as a private dive team that was retained by IID to address all of these issues. In addition to that, IID is currently in discussions with the Sheriff's Department to contract with them to address this issue as well. So with that, I've mentioned before that the way the dive team is structured now, I can't support it. But if in the future the board feels that it needs to have a dive team ready and it's a different structure, then we can visit that issue then. But at the moment, the way or the path IID has chosen to address this issue, I support. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Kim, same question. Would you like me to repeat it?
Well, I think you heard it for them. So do I need to make the question for you?
This is a different question, sir. So we'll start. We'll go with the last question. And we'll start with Mr. Ortega.
Sure.
In January 2020, a new building energy efficiency standard made California the first state to require solar for newly built homes. How will you direct staff to address this Title 24 issue?
So Title 24, which is was approved by the Energy Commission to address the new development of homes having net zero energy by installing solar panels on homes and multifamilies ranging up to three stories, causes a burden on affordable housing, given it increases it by $15,000 to $20,000. So at this point, IID is meeting with the construction associations to address this matter. In addition to that, SMUD, which is the Sacramento utility, currently approached the Energy Commission in actually implementing a model IID is already using by way of Citizens Energy Solar Development that currently delivers low-cost energy to low-income customers. So as opposed to installing solar panels to address or comply with Title 24, they would receive clean energy from solar development that would come from the utility, as opposed to having to install the costly solar panels on the homes. So that is where we're at this point. It's fairly new, but I think that that's a model that that could work, and IID is currently doing. Not with that same structure, but it currently is using a model that SMUD proposed and got approved, but that's still being researched. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Kim, the same question. 2 minutes, sir.
Well, my background is electricians. And solar panel, what we're doing right now, that's shady. That's not good for nothing. And we could have a loss of the effectively, and almost we can take care of the substation issues too. If we make the power block grid, which is one block to block, they're just having... So you're sharing the one battery units, and they're saving the electricity there, and in case they need it, they can pull out. Of course, IID is going to be metering every houses, the all job done by IID, but maintenance by IID. So probably, let's say, we might gonna charge them 7 cents to using it. When they're not using it, when they're selling out, they give them the 3 cents or 4 cents credit. So almost cost nothing for the community because they're creating, but IID is still maintaining job for the individual, all the houses install, repair, and maintenance. At the same time, IID can sell electricity out of the towns. And we have to have IID to running like a business. But right now, CID, they're failing to maintaining our community serve. They always looking for the raise money for the IID. It's not fair for the community. IID has to change the attitude to serve the community, which is a lot better for the people. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Gentlemen, this concludes the questions from the audience. We are not going to go to your closing statements. And we will start with Mr. Kim. 2 minutes, sir, for your closing statement.
Okay. I will do closing statement with Spanish. Some people, they don't speak English, and I believe fair to do my side. Esta mi agenda no quieres vender la agua por otro San Diego o otra ciudad. Esta necesita usarlo con más utilizar la agua por comunidad tenerlo más agua valle. También de con nosotros necesita tenerlo más chance de trabajo de gente. Allí tenemos mucho fondo y Valle tiene muchos recursos. Necesita tenerlo, ese recurso, por comunidad usarlo. Pero que ahorita no mire este recurso. Yo tengo mucho bueno. Yo tenía economías, problemas tenía, pero también yo tenía usar lo que yo tengo para progresarlo otra vez. Con nosotros muchos recursos, muchos agricultura, solar, geotermo, este tiene muchas cosas, tenemos usarlo para servir la comunidad. Ustedes votan conmigo y este proyecto teniendo que cambiando vida de Valle.
Thank you, Mr. Kim, for your closing statement, sir. Mr. Ortega, 2 minutes, sir.
I am Eric Ortega, and I am running for re-election to the IID Board of Directors representing Division 4. I am a lifelong Calexico resident and independent businessman who believes that the Imperial Valley water and energy resources are for all of us, not just some of us. I have consistently voted to keep energy rates low and preserve the district's autonomy and local rate-making authority. On the Colorado River, I have pressed for state and federal officials for a sustainable Salton Sea and partnered with Imperial County to advance a binational solution for the new river. I didn't run for the ID board to participate in a multi-year legal fight to determine whether water is a public resource or a private property right, or which customer's ID can serve without getting sued. But once that fight became unavoidable, I knew which side to be on, and that was the side of the public. When the litigation is over, and I'm told it will be, I hope that Imperial Valley can heal itself and we can finally figure out that there is really only one side to be on, and that's the side of the valley, and what we can do as a community to make it better. On March 3rd, 2020, I am asking for your vote because I believe in a greater community for all of us, and I want to help build it for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ortega. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank each of the candidates and the audience for your participation. We encourage all citizens of Imperial Valley to vote, either by the soon-to-be-sent mail ballot, and some have already received it, and at the polls on March 3rd. Thank you, and good night.
You've been listening to the 2020 Candidates Forum for the IID Division 4 race. The forum was recorded Tuesday evening, February 25th, at the City of Calexico Council Chamber. Coverage is underwritten by CoLab of Imperial County and Ivy Veg Growers. For the Public Affairs Department of KXO Radio, this is Jared Onchondo reporting.